WLZ and your OTR.
This is KO4QLD, go ahead.
Well, Chris, I just wanted to make a quick check with you, and your radio sounds fine. Did you find what your problem was?
You never did. Cat had a suggestion that maybe it got too hot and dropped the audio to protect the files. But we haven't came up with nothing specific yet.
Yeah, I take that back. I hear it now, Chris. It's back in there. Sorry, it's still there. I thought you was going to switch it out with another one that had a big heat sink.
I was just taking a second to check. It don't feel like that fan is on. I don't know what that is. It worked fine. I'm getting ready to check on the car here today and high power. Let me change my power, see if that makes any sense.
This last transmission, your signal went all to pot. And about 90% static, Chris.
I'm on medium power now. Is it still doing it?
Well, you had a good clear signal, but the motorboat's still there.
LG, KO4NUE.
Go ahead, Chad. I was just turning that other radio down. I was getting mixed up between Tom and the other radio.
Yeah, roger that. Move over to the 2980 and see if the noise is still there, Chris.
Good evening. Been trying to help him out, but I think that's coming from the transceiver itself.
No, man, I've been up here with it today trying to figure out what's going on. And we'll see where it's coming from here shortly.
I'll take over, and I'll be sitting here. We're just watching the FBI send your OTR. Good to hear you, bud.
I'll let you know real quick. Got me a TV out in the ham shack. Hooked the TV up to my 2-meter beam, and I can get the Black Sheep Squadron now. So I'm happy. Well, nobody mess with me on Saturday afternoon because I'm watching Pappy Boyington the whole 2 hours of it.
Well, I watch it at night, and then you have tour duty, and you have combat, and then 12 o'clock high. Congratulations. Now, the next thing means you're spending so much time out there, the wife's going to suggest a bed, because she's going to kick you out.
I don't know. Think about that now. Can you imagine rolling over in the bed and seeing me? It might not be a bad thing I stay out in the shack.
I think I'd rather be out there in the back by the target range and roll over and face a big black bear.
That's what I thought.
Probably survive that one better. You go ahead and take care of Chris in 0TR. Grand may be doing
just fine. He's up 11 pounds now, so he's something else. He's a whole lot of loving, I can tell you that.
With a full head of hair, if he's anything like his grandpa.
He's a handsome thing, I tell you that. They named him John Wilder, and I call him JW. They don't care too much for that. They correct me every time I call him JW. But I'm calling him JW anyway.
Hi, Dad.
Mute.
She's doing good. I just had banana pudding and some cranberry bread. She's about to starve to death.
I'm going to starve to death. Not with Miss Bernice there.
And yet...
So I got to change over finally.
If no noise.
What?
Well, I've always had confidence in the 2980, but as long as my audio was down in the weeds earlier?
It was pitiful. It was kind of like when you checked into the net the other night. The first few words were fine, and then it was just like that. You got a great signal now. How's that, you, Chet?
Yeah, it's just about full quieting, Chris. That's major improvement. Major improvement.
So, Chad, do you think it could still be a mine cord?
I don't know. I've got a spare mic for the thing. Next time I'm up this way, I'll drop it off. But that's I don't think you'll be able to use 71. It's just... It has started to deteriorate over time, so could be the mic cord, but it's just getting worse and worse gradually, so I'd say that may not be a connection. I'm not sure.
You know that the mic cord is not in good shape, and I have already ordered a brand new mic, so I've got one on the way already.
I like that dual band, but, you know, you may end up on the 2980. I got a 71 that's giving me some problems, too, so, sure. Matter of fact, I got two of them. One of them's dead, and the other one's acts up from time to time, too, so, I don't know. We'll see.
At least I can still use it for listening.
Guys, go ahead, Chad, and great to hear you both, and glad you got it solved. Chris, 73, send 0TR clear.
Good talking to you, Tom. We'll talk to you again here in a minute.
CQ, Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, wishing everybody a good evening.
How are you, sir? It's KO4 NUE Mobile tonight. You in Florida?
QSL, I'm back in my home QTH. Last week I was up in Newland, North Carolina. Enjoyed the visit. Pretty country, even with a little bit of snow on it. Over.
We don't like them people from Florida come up and stay. We like them for come up, visit, and then go back.
I can understand that. Those of us who live in Florida, we feel the same way about the snowbirds that come down. Now, you know, everybody brings something to the table in the way of new information, new experiences. But, yeah, I can see any community or area that gets kind of inundated by visitors seasonally kind of breathe a sigh of relief when they go back, A4 and GH.
Glad you guys. But, anyway, I just talk to you later. I heard you pop up there. Just want to say hello. That's KO4EDUE standing by for the net.
Yeah, Gus, he's pulling your leg. And besides that, Chad, he bought some property up there in North Carolina. He's going to be a legal immigrant up here, aren't you, Gus? In 0TR.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to sneak in because I don't want people kicking me out because I guess I'm both a northerner and a real southerner, and I'm not sure which one gets me in more trouble. But, hey, thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you on the net, A4GH.
Get tried out for a couple of weeks. If you fit in, you can stay. If you don't, you got to go back.
Hey, I'll remember to contact you before I do come up there for the summer and go through the rules of etiquette so I don't embarrass myself. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate the conversation. AA4GH.
For you, UE Mobile.
Again, 0TR.
To you guys, the last few minutes, KF4 and XY, David.
I mean, we just got about less than a minute and a half to go here tonight, but nice to hear you, David. And we always have a lot of fun, and Chris has been having trouble with his radio, and Chad got him squared away. Good night, Dave. This is 0TR.
KF4 NUE.
Get you on the net in a couple of minutes, KF4 and XY.
Yeah, roger that. Good evening, Dave. Nice talking to you, sir. KF4 NUE Mobile.
Be careful out there on the wheels. KF4 and XY.
NY4G, W4DJW.
Check me in too, Dave, if you get to them, or if you're doing it, check me in, because I'll be out the car here in a few minutes. JI4LZ Mobile Pickens.
Will do, Andy. He may have got tied up at the school. Sometimes that happens. NY4G, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. And tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. But before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins. We're going to catch the Echolink stations, and we're going to look for any brand-new amateur radio operators. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that is Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest, KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont, KQ4NSX, let me try that again, Raymond, let me try to get that, try one more time, KQ4NSX, that's Raymond in Traveler's Rest, good to have you as night, Raymond, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, K4QDU, that is Randy and Richmond, no, and Greer. And KE4IWX, that's Sandra. And Sandra and Randy are both in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight. Randy, tell Miss Sandra we said hello. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. Bring with him KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim in Asheville. KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. K4HNR, that is Connor in Greenville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. WU2T, that's Rusty and Moore. And KG4WMP, that's Landon, and Landon is in Liberty tonight. And prior to the net, KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, but I think he's out there mobile tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Appreciate you being out there and be safe on the mobile. We have a single Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel in Southwest Florida, coming to you live. I will be negative and negative. I hope everybody has a great evening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize AA4GH, that's Gus down in Southwest Florida, down there where my in-laws live. I hate we never have met up down there, but it looks like I will be making more trips, so we'll have more opportunity in the future if you don't get moved up here first, Gus. Good to have you with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Let's see, do we have any brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before or are not quite sure of the protocol, would like to check in, but just not quite sure of how it works? Just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, no new amateur radio operators this evening, but we'll keep trying. Tonight is India through Lima night. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. And would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hope you and Miss Sammy are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment. James may be in just a little bit, but we had our Blue Ridge Club meeting. He's probably on his way home. He'll be there probably a little bit. Thank you, Dave. That's 4 hours.
Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James of Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Just rolled in. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
All right, that was really good timing, Sid. Net Control would like to recognize W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And he calls the 146.64 net on Sundays at 8. Be sure and check in with him on 146.64 with a appeal tone of 91.5. I'm sure you'll enjoy that, and I'm sure he would appreciate it. And Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello and appreciate you relaying that information about James, who's right behind you. KK4JFO, James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, sounding as good as ever. James, appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Do we have any other stations, any through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Thanks for being there for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We'll be in and out, if you please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
EJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. We do appreciate you being here. And our first two Mondays of the month, net control operator, KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. Sounding good from Asheville tonight, Duncan. We do appreciate you being here and hope you're having a wonderful week thus far. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it up a notch to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through it, check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Peralta, and Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and I am mobile tonight in Pickens County. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
4DJW. 4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Andy, Simpsonville, and I'll be hanging around to all the whole check-ins there for the net tonight.
Well, that was a most excellent group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KF4NXY. That is David. He's bringing with him AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. They're in Southern Greenville County, a.k.a. Possum Kingdom. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello and take good care of them birds. KK4NO, that's Miss Lorena. All you need to remember is your call sign, Lorena, not mine, so no problem there. KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, bring it with her. KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. And they're over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, that's Walt, over in Edmond. You sounded good tonight, Walt. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KO4NUE, that's Chad. He is mobile in Pickens County. Good to have you with us tonight, Chad. Stay safe out there on that mobile. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. W4NTQ, that is Eddie in Simpsonville. Eddie, it's our privilege to have you on our net tonight. We do appreciate you being with us. And for anybody that doesn't know, Eddie is 99-year-old ham. He's the oldest ham I know. And it's our honor to have you on our net, Eddie. Appreciate you being there this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. Do we have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Over at the Hotel Bravo, KQ4, NHB, this is Danny down in Raymond, negative and negative.
4, DJW, please check in, Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra, this is Robert in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, I had one call just throughout my call sign. I didn't hear those. I'm going to get these two and then try to pick that one up. Net Control, like to recognize KQ4NHB. That's Danny in Greenville. You're sounding good, Danny. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KQ4OAS, that's Robert in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Robert, you sounded good as well. The other station that just threw out my call, go ahead.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Tango Alpha. Please check in KM4OTA.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4OTA. That's Ken and Seneca. Good to have you with tonight, Kent. Ken, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4. Oh, wait a minute. We have an EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening. Good evening, Dave. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Dave, to yourself on the net. No traffic and no rag to you.
Okay, sorry about that, Stephen. I saw you coming in, but then I forgot to look over there. And then I looked over and remembered I forgot. So I left Stephen hanging for a little bit, and I apologize for that. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen over in Greenwood. Good to have you as tonight, Stephen, and appreciate your persistence. Let's see. Let's go ahead and bump it up now to the Quebec Through Tango group, station with the first. Sorry about that. I think I unkeyed while I was talking, Tom. I think I messed up there.
I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Dom.
Hey, Chris.
JW. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob down here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hello, Dave. Hope you're having a good evening. 73 to you and all on the net.
Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, that's KD4SRR, along with Off Robert out here on the road, just piled past the mile 6 marker on 385 southbound. I'll be negative and negative. I've got a completely blank mind tonight. Anyway, everybody have a good one, and we'll talk at you again soon. 73s.
Oh.
4 Romeo Lima Foxtrot, N4 RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and I will be negative and negative.
Okay, I got a little out of sync on that group, and mine may have doubled with somebody. So listen up for your call. If you don't hear your call, try again, because I'd really like to get you checked in. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That is my neighbor Tom over here in Greer. Good evening, Tom. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Ms. Bernice we said hello. And KO4QLG, that is Chris. He's over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. You're sounding good. AA1RD, that is Bob. He is down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. You sounded wonderful into the repeater this evening. KD4SRR, that is Robert, southbound on 385 with a blank mind. Well, that's all right. That's the way it needs to be when you're driving down the road, Robert. And take care and be careful out there on the road. And N4RLF, that's Roger in Seneca. Good to have you with us tonight, Roger. Appreciate you taking time checking with us this evening. Did I miss any stations in the Quebec Through Tango group called W4DJW? Okay, that doubling must not have been too bad. Let's bump it on up to Uniform Through Zulu, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Call W4DJW.
JW. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, K04YKT. Mark in Inman, I am negative and negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy in southern Greenville County. Good to have you as night, Tommy. You're sounding good as usual. KO4YKT, that's Mark and Emin. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Mark, you're sounding good. Any other stations in the uniform through Zulu Group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to do the wrap around and get back up to the top of the net. Alpha through Delta, a station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Your name is Amy in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. And Dave, you get the email I sent you.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. That's our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, Gary. And yes, I did. I was planning on working on that while I was listening to the net tonight, but I'm going to have to do it after the net. But I do appreciate you sending that to me. That sounded really interesting. And I will get back with the guy that sent that to you. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. And Dave, please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW, please check in K4AFT, that's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango, Michael in Central, going to be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KM4BLH, that is Kurt in Greenville. You're sounding good as usual, Kurt. Do appreciate you taking time to be here this evening. And K4AFT, that's Michael in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. You're sounding good. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. In and out, Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and 7-3 to everyone on the net. Hope everyone's having a blessed day, and hope everybody has a blessed day tomorrow.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4BGE, that is William in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, William. You're sounding good. You got a straight line to the line of sight to the repeater. Sounds wonderful. Let's see. We're going to bump it on up now to the Echo Through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with E2H. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
JW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in camera. I'll be negative, negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
DJW. Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Kilo, Quebec, KA4FKQ, Jim in 6 Mile, no traffic, no round table, trying to get on a hot handy talkie. Hope you can hear it.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night net control operator. That is KA04HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. You sounded really good tonight, Patrick. Appreciate you being there. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. You sounding good as usual, Harry. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And KA4FKQ, that's Jim on a handheld in 6 Mile. And Jim, that handheld's getting in just like a base station. It sounds really good. Tonight, propagation isn't really in our favor. There are a lot of stations that have white noise on it, but there's a few stations that sound really, really good as well. Your handheld is doing a fine job for the way propagation is right now, but 6 mile is rather close to the repeater too, so you would expect it to sound good. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4CWS. Name's Colin, I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4CWF. That's Colin on the outer edges of the repeater's umbrella out at Mill Spring, North Carolina. That's getting out there. That's getting out there, Colin, but you're sounding really good. You're doing the job. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Sounds mighty fine. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. But we don't have any rag chewers, so I'm going to give you an informal from Phil. He was going to give you this information tonight, but he couldn't be on the repeater. There is going to be a reading of the bill that is trying to get passed that's going to give amateur radio operators the privilege of putting up a reasonable antenna regardless of what the HOA says you can or cannot do. It's going to be in Columbia. It's going to be on the 21st. I don't have a time right now, but Columbia on the 21st, they're going to need as many amateur radio operators who are willing to make the trip down there, right, to support this bill that we're trying to get to. It's about 25% of the way through getting passed. And it's going to need as many amateur radio operators as possible to help get it passed. So if you can make a trip to Columbia on the 21st, listen up, look it up on ARRL's website. Ping Phil, ping me. As we get more information, we'll spread that more information. But the goal is February 21st for us, as many hams as we can. Phil says he's got about 6 guys going down there right now. To get down there and support that bill so that HOAs can't block amateur radios from putting up a reasonable antenna, regardless of what your HOA is saying. Does anybody need any fills on that announcement?
Yes, please.
Go ahead, Robert.
Tell us more. Anytime we can tell an HOA to sit on it, I'm happy, and especially for amateur radio, or merely picking over the air TV.
Okay, so if you're not doing anything on the 21st, plan on the trip down to Columbia, all right? I don't have all the details about where and when and what time and all that stuff, but they do need as much of our support as they can give us. Anything else? Anybody else? Any other fills needed for that announcement? Okay. I don't have any rag chewers at the moment. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
Thought of a question as I got close home. May I ask
it? Absolutely. Go right ahead, Robert.
I bought a Cushcraft antenna, one of those long, long ones, whatever, DX270. It's got a teal on it, but I couldn't get it in the car, so I took it apart, and as I was inside the PVC pipe, I snapped the clip in the bottom section. Can I buy what's the easiest way to put that together? Just buy one of those coupler splices with the hex screws, or do I need a ferrule of some type? And it's not going to lengthen it. I mean, it's basically it's a splice. So the only thing I got locally was for underground electrical wire, 14 gauge. Do I need something different? And thank you all for letting me ask. This is KD4SRO.
Okay, you are picket fencing just a little bit, Robert. And it sounds like when you go down and I hit down the hill, you're picket fencing a little bit. When you come back up, you're pretty clear. So I don't know if everybody got the question or if anybody knows that antenna. But does anybody have anything or have any questions for Robert? Any suggestions for what he can do about the broken place on a crisscross antenna? I didn't get what kind of antenna it was, and I didn't get where it was broken. But somebody else may have been able to hear better than I was. Anybody that have any information available for Robert? So, Robert, they were probably getting the picket fencing when you were going down in the valleys, like I was, so they probably didn't hear exactly what kind of an antenna that is. And I didn't get enough information to make an evaluation either, and I don't think I've had – I think I might have had one Chris Kraft Yagi antenna. I'm not sure. What was the model of that antenna again?
It's something like a 270. It was a six, almost 17-foot vertical.
And what broke on it?
Just a PVC pipe, and inside of that is a glorified multi-sectional whip. So I broke it at the where it's going into the bottom section that has where the radios screw in, and where you got your pipe bracket for your mast. Yada yada. It broke about an inch down in the PVC. It's still kind of protected with that. And I just wondered if I put a brass coupler on it or a ferrule, if it would lose up the SWR or whatever.
So I can give you some advice on what I would do. I'd probably go take that model number and go to the internet and do a Google search on the model number and see if you can find an exploded view of that radio, and if you can put it back together with the ferrule that you're talking about, or, you know, non-conductive material where they originally had non-conductive material and conductive material where they originally had conductive material, and you can get some structural integrity out of that fix, then I would say your chances of getting the same standing wave ratio are pretty high. But if you have to put a big chunk of metal somewhere where there wasn't a big chunk of metal before, or you're using something that doesn't conduct as good or doesn't insulate as well, and then then your results may vary. How's that?
After that, I was getting a little picket fence of two while I was dipping into the hole here in Joanna, but now I'm at the home location. Yeah, all I can do is try it. It may work just on 440, but anyway, I got such a heck of a deal with it. I paid $20 for it. I got the antenna and about 80 feet of helix, real hard line with it. So it's not a complete loss, but I would kind of like to put it back up and try it. But anyway, I thought if anybody had ever done that before. I know in the Dread 11 meter world, a lot of times people put ferrules on it and would cut the 102-inch whip and then stick it back together. But maybe that's not, well, it's 11 meter. Maybe it's not as critical as VHF 144 and 470 centimeter. But anyway, that's all I had to ask. Sorry about the interruption signal, but that's life in the wild kingdom. Y'all have a good one. This is KD4SRR. Back to you, Nut Control.
All right, Robert. Yeah, and HF is a little more forgiving than VHF and UHF. The higher you go in frequency, the less forgiving it is. Anyway, good luck with it. Let us know how that turns out. And that's a really good deal on the hard line alone, right? Much less the antenna. So hopefully you'll get that going, and hopefully you'll get some really good gain out of that antenna. Take care. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations? Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
Hey, Doug. Check in, KC4SKD, Larry, KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley, in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Friday night, every other Friday night Net Control operator, KC4SKD. That's Larry in Easley. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Appreciate you being there tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Again, Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform. This is Ken in Greenville. Appreciate you calling the net tonight.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4NLU. That's Ken in Greenville. Good to have you. It's not Ken. You're sounding good. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
4JBQ, KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
KQ.
Ken, how you doing tonight?
Man, well, I'm in a good place. I'm under a cat, and Donna just came down to say she's going off to the SAC, and I'm listening to a podcast. I'm trying to do a couple things at once. Sometimes I get that done okay. Sometimes I'm not so fortunate. It was a good net tonight. Are you mobile right now?
Yeah, roger that. I got about 7-8 minutes before I destinate, and I'm just going to drop here and say hello to you for a few minutes and see what's been going on your way.
KI4LZ, I'm mobile.
Well, I might be driving around for a little while.
Pitching talk sound that Chris had on his audio in the background, you might want to talk to Larry there about his, because if you listen way back in the background, he's got a ticking type sound in it. Not that there's anything serious, but Chris had that too, and I heard someone say a while ago you fixed it.
Be a V71 issue. I'm not sure what's causing that, but Larry's got the same noise, but Chris just went downhill in a hurry, so not sure. Go ahead, Larry.
I think this kid was having an issue that I can't hear on this side, right?
Yeah, roger that. You got a little motor ticking sound in the background, and I've had some complaints with mine doing that, and Chris is just doing the same thing, but his is degraded to the point to where it's just not really audible.
Wanted to heck you to let him know about what I was experiencing was on HF, but I just wanted to verify that I was hearing this correctly, because I know I'd heard it on Larry and on Chris both. And you fixed his, so maybe you can do something with Larry's, because my situation's got to do with HF, and it's going to take a little bit more, as Larry says, investigating.
Chad, I appreciate your letting me know that. Something that I wouldn't be aware of. I have turned off a piece of equipment that was close to the radio. Do I still have the ticking?
Yes, sir, you do. It's always been there, Larry. It's not abusive or, you know, any annoying. It's just there. You know, you have to kind of listen for it. But it is there.
Well, I've got this on emergency power. It's running on a battery right now. And that should not be a problem. I guess I could pull the charger. It's charging and running the radio at the same time. I'm going to pull the charge current out of it. All right, now it's a straight battery.
Give me a dead key just for a second, Larry. Nope, you motorboating along. Same.
Oh, and it's in the guts of the radio then. Okay, well, that's fun to know. Oh, gracious. Well, I'm not about to crack it open. If it's going to go, it's going to go. KK4JVQ.
Until it gets locked, Chris's was, don't worry about it. Now, in case on HF that I'm having, it's 10, and last night I checked it out, and it was 20 over 9, my noise was last night about that. Higher than it was before, it was 10. And mine, as you say, is going to take more investigating. But yours on FM, unless it gets worse, like Chris has said, you're good. But just keep in mind, one day there might be serious problems.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both. Something else to be concerned with, but I just can't think one more thing. So, Chad, what's been up with you and the family, the increased family especially?
Well, not a whole lot, I guess. JW's up to about 11 pounds now, and they're still yawning. Every time I see pictures of him, I see one of them in the background yawning. So he's doing his job, I guess. And just getting ready for Abby's wedding. You know, it comes up at end of March. So just trying to get ready for that. I don't understand, Larry. Why can't I be one of the daddies that just puts on a tuxedo and goes to the wedding? Why I gotta do all this bush hogging and all this barn fixing and running electrical for lights? Why do I have to do all that? Why can't I just be a normal dad?
Worry, and it jumped into my head right away. You are not the normal dad. Okay, put double underline under that. You are capable of doing so many things, and we live in a world which requires a lot of attention. It really does. I don't care what it is, if it's relationships or if it's grounds work or if it's an automobile. It's attention to something every time you turn around. That's the world we live in. And I think it was, I think it goes back to original sin.
And carry on. I don't want to pop a deer out here by accident. I'm going to concentrate on my driving. But I will be listening. KI4LZMOB.
And to be safe. Well, I guess you're right. She called me yesterday. I got to do the barbecue, too. Barbecue for 150 people. She called asking a million questions, and I said, "Honey, I said, listen, I got the barbecue. Whatever my job is, I got it. You worry about getting that dress on, and you worrying about doing, you know, what you need to do to get through the wedding." I said, "But I told you now when I told her when I go give her away." She said, "What are you going to say to me when you give me away?" And I said, "I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to say. All the way up to the point where I hand you over to him, I'm going to say, it ain't too late. It ain't too late. We can walk out right now."
That's fair, and that's just what her daddy ought to say. And she should be overwhelmingly convinced that she's aware of that. And if that be the case, then you just let that hand float into the next hand. And you know, that doesn't break all the ties. I mean, you know that. But it is figuratively and emotionally a handoff. Got it?
KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. Well, I had a talk with him. You know, I don't know that's going to... I'm not saying my talkings are, you know, he listens, but I did tell him, man, we had a real long talk, and I said, you know, barring the wedding and everything that comes with being married, you know, can't be laying no hands on my daughter. I said, when you do that, just remember, I'm gonna do to you what you do to her. You remember that, you'll be all right. So he kind of looked at me real funny, but I just said I'm not going to have none of that. Other than that, you know, we got a good understanding, I believe.
A good place to say just what you said. There, I don't know too many who would stand right up there and say, well, come on. I think most people would take that just like you said it and take a step back and say, yes, sir.
He's a good young man. He's really respectful. He's real quiet. He don't say much, but studying to be an engineer at Clemson. I try not to hold that against him being Clemson and all, but Larry, it's just hard sometimes. But I live in a house divided, so I gotta, you know, surrounded by Tigers fans. I have to fight all the time, but that's okay.
I come down to flying those flags and stuff on your cars. That's when I moved into the state, one of the first things I saw was Clemson flags, you know, the orange flags flying on every car. It was one of those weekends, and Donna had to explain it to me.
All right, well, I was down in Columbia last week. I went to a little sporting goods store down there, and just looking around, and they had baby clothes in there. I'm not into baby clothes now. I don't know what size he wears or anything like that. But they had little Gamecock jumpers, you know, kind of button up at the bottom. And, boy, I almost bought one of them. I almost did. If I'd known the size, I'd have bought the thing. But I told Lewis about it, and his wife heard it. So I haven't figured out yet. I think she might be a Clemson fan. I don't know, but she better not let me find out.
Well, the fortunate thing is, with the rate of growth that child is, undergoing right now, it wouldn't fit for more than 3 months. So, you know, keep that in mind. It'll be, well, if it's some unusual, cherished thing, it might be folded and put away. But usually they're passed on. If that's appropriate, baby clothes. I don't know. My mother kept some baby clothes. She really did. And she took them out once upon a time. She took them out and went through the whole thing with me, you know. You weren't aware, but, you know, and she told me about where she got it, and she told me about how long I wore it, and how I should carefully put it away. I'll never forget that conversation. It's something that that's not the way we think of things, you know. And it's too bad that children, they don't grow into clothes. They grow so fast that if you get them something big, they wallow around in it, you know. Because they're so tiny anyway, you know. And it looks big on them until it's not big. And then for 3 months, it fits them, and then it's too small. They grow like that.
He's fixing to destinate, but I'm going to tell you, before I go, we went over and visited with him the other night, and Lewis was holding him, and he got hungry. So right before it's time to feed him, he pooped in the diaper. And so Lewis took him back there and changed the diaper. And she brought him back in there to feed him. And she didn't get 5 minutes into feeding him. And he did it again. This time just blew the bottom out of the diaper. And Larry, I swear, the boy raised his head and looked right at me and just winked. And I just laughed. I laughed. They won't know what I was laughing at. And I said, that's between me and J.W.
That is rich, I tell you. Children are an endless source of humor. I've heard some comics, I can't name any, but I've heard some comics just go on and on about something that we can all relate to. You know, that's the best comedy. And that was one of them. That was one of those instances, you know. The necessary bodily function stuff. Oh, that was funny. Thank you. KK4JBQ.